For $12,598, Douglas and Kathleen Tucker seek variances from the rear yard and side yard setback requirements for an existing structure. Sections 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the north side of Bethel Road, approximately 377 feet west of O'Neill's Road. The 911 address is 8185 Bethel Road, Seaford. The zoning district is AR1, the tax parcel is District 132, Map 11, Parcel 56. The applicant is seeking a 0.7-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard, a 1.3-foot variance, a 1.7-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing pole shed. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to recuse myself from this case due to personal and business relationship with Mr. Tucker.
Thank you. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the
record? Douglas Tucker, 8185 Bethel Road, Seaford, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
How are you? I'm here because I need your help. We built a building, and basically what happened was I'm the one that did the measuring and had the building set up and done. And apparently, once we had the survey done, I was too close to the 15 feet. I ended up being whatever it was, 13 on the side there, 13.3 and 13.7, the way the building was set up. And the problem that we have is the building's already built and it's there. Once we found that out, we had a survey to make sure that it was correct. And I talked to my neighbor. I mean, he signed the paper and said it's not a problem. He doesn't have a problem with it. There was an open field behind me for the O'Neills to have, and I didn't get a paper. I came from them, but they didn't have a problem with it either. And that's pretty much my problem. It's nobody's fault but mine. I mean, I've done it myself. Okay, I can't blame anybody, so it's just me.
Does that complete your presentation?
Well, pretty much, yes, sir.
Do we have any questions for this gentleman?
How did this, how did you become aware of it?
Once the building was up, they had an inspector come out, and he thought it was off, and I still didn't think it was off, but then we went ahead and got Miller's and Lewis and come out, and everybody was right but me, so.
I've been there before. So it's a pole building, so there's no way it could be moved?
No, it has a cement pad inside.
Who built the building?
Amish Tradesman.
Okay, very good. Did you sign for the building permit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I took care of the permit. I took care of everything. They just basically come in. I went and flagged it all off. They brung dirt, took the topsoil out, put the dirt, built the building, got everything done. Then when they come for the final inspection, the guy come out there and thought it was that we were off. So we went ahead and got Miller's to come out there and do it. And that's
Understand. The
problem that we have.
Sir, when you measured it off, did you think you were putting it right on the setback?
Yeah, I thought I was pretty close to it. We got my neighbor and I. There's a setup. There's like trees. It's a hedgerow that runs down, and I'm thinking that's pretty much it. And I'm measuring off, and it's not. Matter of fact, the trees. They're the neighbors, but I was thinking that he had put them right there on the line, but they weren't. They're back on his property just a little bit. The trees that he put down there.
So your neighbor who owns that adjacent property helped you with that measurement?
But no, he didn't know. I did the measurement. I'm just, when I talked to him after it got done, all this is from me. Like I said, I'm looking, and if you can see, the property does a pretty good angle going towards the back, you know, from the road to the back, so it's more,
So you talked to him about where you thought the property line was?
Yes.
And he agreed with you as to where you thought it
pretty
was?
Pretty much, right. You're right. He didn't. Yeah, he was
and then you
like,
took
yeah,
the measurements
right
off
here,
of
that. And I'm out there with a tape measure and just pulling and sticking flags in there. Yes, sir.
Did they do a, after you dug the holes for the footers, did they come and do an inspection at that point?
I'm not sure.
You don't remember if they did?
No. Okay.
I'm just curious as to if they did an inspection at that time, why they missed it that time, that it was off. Maybe just a different inspector was doing a better job.
I'm not sure.
Mr. Shore? The rear yard, looking at the aerial, it looks like you've got a home, and is that a pool on the property?
Yes, sir.
And do you have a well and septic, I presume?
Yeah, the well is out in the front, and the septic is over there by the swimming pool now. And that was one reason I tried to keep the building as far over as we could, because we had a problem with the drain field one time, and that the next thing would have to happen is the pool would have to come out, and if we ever put a drain, not to put another drain field in.
So the issues with the septic led to pushing that.
Yeah, pushing the building over. Right. If you can see right behind the house, there was a drain field there. If you look like this color, now it's moved over closer to the pool. And if we have any more, ever have any more trouble and have to put in another drain field, the pool would have to come out and move over just a little bit further. But the well is out front of the house.
Is there any driveway or anything that accesses it?
To that building? No, sir. No.
And Ms. Norwood, if this was, it looks to me on the side at least that if it was 6 inches, a little more, less, he could have applied for an administrative variance, could he not?
Yes, if it was 14 feet off that side.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone who is present that is in opposition of this application? Operator?
At this time, there is no one on the line waiting to make a comment.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12598 for Mr. and Mrs. Tucker. We requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. Because the property has an unusual shape and the difficulties due to such conditions, due to the conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. The exceptional difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not enter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum variance necessary.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12598 has been approved.
I appreciate it. I can go.